I have a new smartphone, finally. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. We recently aired a series of reports about choosing a smartphone. I declared my own indecision about what to buy for myself, Apple's iPhone or a device based on Google's open-source Android operating system. I've made a choice, but to tell you the truth, I didn't do it with much conviction. I was unsure down to the very end. So today, I invited Future Tense commentator Dwight Silverman on the show to question me about my choice. You may recall that Dwight has urged me to get an iPhone, which he thinks is the best phone out there. So here's Dwight playing my usual role as interviewer.
So, John, you spent quite a bit of time agonizing over what type of cell phone you were going to buy or smartphone. What did you end up getting?
Well, I ended up with an Android phone, the T-Mobile My Touch.
Well, I know that you were kind of resisting the lure of the iPhone, seductive and sexy though it may be. And I kind of thought if you did anything in this area, you would probably get an Android because you seem to me to be an Android kind of guy. Android having the kind of operating system that anybody can jump in and tinker with and people can openly write apps for it, I can see that calling to you.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the factors. I sort of liked that it was open source, but that certainly wasn't the only factor and maybe not even the most important factor.
I'm curious as to your early impressions of it.
My early impressions are largely positive. I like the way it feels in my hand. It feels better, more phony, not fake, but more phone-like than an iPhone. I find the interface not quite as intuitive as the iPhone and the iPod Touch, but generally it doesn't take me long to sort of figure out what I need to do to make the thing work. There seems to be lots of nice applications to choose from. The only thing I really don't like so far is the keyboard, the virtual keyboard, which is clearly the weakest part of the phone.
And how do you like it for its basic feature? How is it as a phone?
As a phone, it seems good. And I suppose that is really a testament to the network, isn't it? I mean, the call quality seems pretty good. The network seems pretty strong. And so as a phone, I don't have any big complaints.
And one of the reasons why you didn't pick the iPhone had to do with the network, right?
It did. One of the reasons was because of all the negative stuff that I'd heard about the quality of the AT&T network, phone calls being dropped, 3G outages. I just kept hearing this stuff over and over again. And I know that, you know, other people would say it's always been fine for me, but that negative talk scared me away from the AT&T network. And it was the cost, too. I was able, especially with this little customer loyalty program that T-Mobile enacted not too long ago, I was able to essentially get a plan with unlimited minutes, unlimited data, and 400 text messages per month, which I'll never use all of, for about $75.
That's excellent. What does your family think of this phone?
They're not interested in me or my toys whatsoever.
The rest of us are interested, John.
Hey, thank you. Dwight Silverman writes about technology for the Houston Chronicle. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.